The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
It is 12 months since the centre of Dublin City turned into anarchy. Lewis's set on fire, buses set on fire, Garda cars set on fire, large retailers looted, Garda attacked, millions of euros worth of damage done in the city centre. I'm joined by Conor Lally, who is security and crime editor of the Irish Times, and here in studio, Richard Guiney, who is CEO of Dublin Town. Richard, let's start with casting our mind back. You were in the middle of Dublin when this occurred. For those who didn't pay much attention at the time, this was some of the worst violence I think the city has ever seen, isn't it?
Well, certainly I've never seen anything like it. It was a pretty horrific experience and one I'm not in a hurry to encounter again. I came out of my office. I actually arranged to meet some friends heading down towards O'Connell Street, saw what was happening, rang my wife and said, turn off your computer, go home. This is pretty bad stuff. Got onto my daughter, who was also going to come into town to meet friends. And then we spent a large part of the evening just trying to get staff out of, identify where staff were still in premises and working with the Gardaí to get them out to safety. There were staff crossing over the roofs of buildings down fire escapes to Garda vans to take them to safety. And I was never so relieved when I heard the chief superintendent from Store Street saying that nobody had actually been seriously injured, because I have to say at 7-8 o'clock that evening, I was expecting that there would be some serious injuries.
And particularly among members of Garda Síochána, because some of those, the footage of the guards and the way that they were being set upon, you had the sense that if any of them had lost their footing, it could have gone very badly wrong for them. Impact on business, because obviously then the next morning the cleanup started. I assume it cost people around the city millions.
Yeah, it was actually the collegiate impact. The government, council, Gardaí, Fáilte Ireland, ourselves, the business community. There was an immediate response in terms of, we're going to reclaim Dublin. And in actual fact, the 23rd of November is in the run-up to the Christmas period, but the footfall in December was actually up on the 2022 December footfall. And I think that showed that, when we really put our efforts together, that we can achieve a lot, because certainly on the 23rd of November, I thought this is going to be a disastrous Christmas and there will be a lot of closures.
Let's look then at the legal aftermath. Conor Lally, security and crime editor of the Irish Times. We have seen a number of pictures released from Garda Síochána about the investigations that they're undertaking, and we are seeing prosecutions. Positive that there is action being taken. Seems to have taken a while, Conor.
It does seem to have taken a while. Those images that you're talking about, Anton, were released on Tuesday. 99 images of people that the Gardaí want to speak to about what happened a year ago today. And they were basically images taken from CCTV cameras all over the city. So as we speak, over 40 of those have been ID'd now. So their images are gone from the Garda website. So it does appear that when the Gardaí finally took the jump a year on to issue these images, the public responded really strongly. And now I guess we will expect to see a lot more people before the courts, a lot more people charged. I suppose the question on a lot of people's minds is why is the Gardaí take a year to send those images out? Should they not have acted faster? They are a little bit legally constrained in the GDPR regime that we have in Ireland, and they have to go through their own processes first before they can share images like that. So that process, internal process of trying to ID these people, by traditional policing tactics, that had to be allowed run its course, and that's why they waited for a year. But certainly I think we will see a lot of those people charged and before the court in the weeks ahead, and that would add to the 57 people already charged since the riots last year. So look, it has taken a while, but Gardaí have been picking off these people as we go.
And there have been some successful prosecutions thus far, haven't there?
There have been 14 so far, and we saw one last week, which was in one of the higher courts because the crimes were more serious, and that man was jailed for 6.5 years for his role in setting a Garda car on fire just as the rioting started. So 6.5 years, I think that was a really strong sentence for that person, and I think a lot of the people whose images were up on the Garda website during the week will have seen that and then seen their images up, and I think they'll be quite concerned now.
I know it's a very difficult inference to make, Conor, but have you any sense as to whether or not that will act to dissuade this kind of thing happening again?
Well, there is some evidence for that, Anton, that it will. And the evidence is that over the last, you know, year or two, really, you've had some people who have been very influential in the far right popping up in various parts of the country. And very often when they have been charged with crimes, very strict bail conditions have been applied. They've been told to keep off, you know, things like social media, and they can't attend at protests. And once those bail conditions have been in place for some of those people, it's put them out of business, really, and their influence has ended. So there is evidence that even once bail conditions are imposed on these people, that it kind of softens their cough. It stops their activities, and the influence that they had just kind of ebbs away from them. And certainly Gardaí will be hoping that as we work our way through these cases that have been in the pipeline now for the last year, that I suppose more and more of the people who may be minded to get involved in this kind of violence in the future, they may think twice, or at least they will know that if they get involved, there will be consequences.
Conor, thank you very much for your time. Conor Lally, security and crime editor of the Irish Times. Richard Guiney, CEO of Dublin Town. The fact that people may be aware if they riot again that there will be consequences doesn't mean that the centre of Dublin City has turned into a utopia in the last 12 months. Presumably there is still a huge amount of work needed to make the city the kind of welcoming place it needs to be.
There is, and I do think that the riots did give a focus to Dublin. The pandemic wasn't kind to the city like it wasn't kind to a lot of other cities. And we do have challenges. Now, I do think that the task force, the Taoiseach's task force, has identified a lot of the things that do need to be done. There are 10 big moves in that. I was part of the task force myself. And I do think it identifies the issues that need to be addressed. And I think there are practical solutions to them. But it's going to take effort. And I think one of the things that definitely is a case that, you know, I think there was a view that Dublin was big enough and ugly enough to look after itself. But Dublin does need some attention. It needs some love. And I think, you know, the other cities around the country, we get kind of similar feedback from the other larger urban centres around the country. And I think we do need an urban strategy in Ireland. And certainly, you know, there's a lot that needs to be done. You know, people talk about Garda numbers, yes, and the task force says we need an extra 1,000 Gardaí in Dublin, but we also need to understand how we manage the city, how we care for our vulnerable members of our society. We do need to encourage investment, and particularly at the, you know, in the current economic environment.
But at the heart of that, challenges. We do need guards on the beat who have the capacity to early intervene when these kind of things kick off.
Well, look, you know, the task force has identified that we need an extra 1,000 Gardaí to bring us up to the European average, and that's a lot. So, you know, I certainly think that will help, but I also think that we do need to look to some of the underlying factors as well.
Richard, thank you very much. That's Richard Guiney, who's CEO of Dublin Town. And that task force report that Richard is talking about, that task force was chaired by David McRedman, the CEO of An Post. And he joined us a couple of weeks ago to talk about that report when it was launched and what it consisted of.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.